Faith tonight to believe you beyond even our imaginations. Lord, we pray that you would instill faith in our hearts tonight. God, that we would ask big things of you. Lord, we would not hold back. We would not hesitate. We would not be restrained. We will not be controlled by doubt or fear. But God, we come boldly tonight to a God who sits on the throne and desires to bring help to his people. And so, Lord Jesus, we come tonight, our eyes looking to heaven. Lord, looking to you, the one who is the author and finisher of our faith. And so, Lord, stir that in our hearts. Stir faith tonight, we pray. Provoke us, Lord. Prompt us, O Lord, tonight toward you and toward great things, Lord. So we pray, have your way. Accomplish your purposes here tonight, dear Jesus. For your name's sake and for your glory, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before I forget, I'd be remiss. I know these past several days we have been praying for a particular need. It's not been mentioned who or what, but we got an encouraging report today from doctors, and looking forward into what comes next. But we're rejoicing and we're thanking God. And so there is a testimony, and God has been faithful in that matter and with that family. And so continue to pray for that need, that God would complete that work and bring complete victory there. Tonight is our prayer meeting, Monday nights. We typically spend a little bit more time focusing on corporate prayer. And so we'll share some of those things more specifically later. You'll have that opportunity. So my son is here, John Christian, and he is on a pastoral staff at a church we're at together. And he's been serving, we've been serving together for a bunch of years now. How old are you? 5 years? 6 years? And so he's only here for a very short time. So I said, you're up. And so he's going to share in just a few minutes, and then we'll go into a time of prayer tonight. So we encourage you just to have that in focus, and then please respond as we pray, and pray one with another. Hebrews chapter 10. I'll just read this. You don't need to turn there. You can listen. I'm going to read from a different translation than maybe most of us have. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. I'm sure you're familiar, many of you, with these verses and different translations. But I like this simple call that we just read. Since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God. Let us go right into his presence. And he's calling us tonight. He desires that we do that tonight. And so let's be obedient to his word. Let's be encouraged tonight that we have been given access to the King to bring our requests, and the work has already been accomplished. Let's sing hymn number 345. 345 in the Red Book. Make this a prayer tonight.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Jesus, we thank you for your presence in this place tonight. Lord, that your promise is if we were to draw near to you, you would draw near to us. And so we receive that promise tonight and know that you are here, you are present. Lord, we attune our hearts and our eyes to see you and hear you, Lord Jesus. We want more of you tonight, more of you, Jesus, in our lives. So we ask that you would continue to reveal yourself to us through your word and the rest of this evening as we pray. God, do what only you could do in this place tonight. We honor your great name. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Draw us near to your heart, we pray. Amen.